when I first got to Florida, I thought I was going to play. At first, I had a little dream. I was going to play quarterback, and they had somebody named Tebow was there. So that kind of went out the window. And then I changed the receiver, and I was second string behind Percy. So I just couldn't get right. And then after that, Coach Meyer asked me if I felt like going to the defensive side of the ball. And I just wanted to play because I came in spring, so I had a lot of time to adjust. And he just moved me to corner, something I never did before. But I had Coach Heater. He just said, as long as you go hard, as long as you just run as fast as you can and do what you just tackle, toughness, you could be able to play for me. And that's what I did, and then they let me start as a freshman.
Coming out of high school, I played running back, so really that was my first introduction to playing cornerback. So I started out on the right foot. I was able to elevate my game and get physical, learn how to be physical there as a corner. And you know, I ended up at Alabama with Coach Saban, which, you know, he's the DB coach and you know, his defensive mind. So it helped me out a whole lot.
Anywhere, I'm comfortable at corner, safety, nickel. It really doesn't matter. I'm just a ball player ready to play.
I kind of been hearing all over, late first round, third round, fourth round. So I know just as a defensive back, got to be able to run fast and really excel at all the drills on Tuesday.
I could definitely say the level of competition is equal. Seeing guys at the Senior Bowl were no different than seeing guys on my team. So very well prepared for the Senior Bowl, and it wasn't a surprise to me. On my team, or on, what do you mean? One of the toughest guys I had to defend was Devon Best from University of Hawaii. He's on the Dolphins now. He's very good at the University of Hawaii.
We did, Coach Muschamp, we had wristband calls, and we had a solid game plan going into the game. And if it was some checks or some audibles we had to make, he had it in the wristband. So, and the linebackers would give us a kill call or something like that.
It really doesn't matter to me. I could play zone up, man, but like I say, I like playing, man. I like getting in your face. I say either it's going to be you or me, and 10 times out of 10, I'll bet on myself. So
they helped prepare me a whole lot, especially ever since I was a freshman. When I was first there, we had Bubba and Percy. So those two dudes, it was just jumping over the corner and having to guard them every day. It was bad for us. We were getting beat down just like every practice. But it made me stronger. It made us a whole lot better. And then sophomore year last year had Percy, Cooper, Deontay. That just then they started getting a little bit more competitive. And then this year it was kind of my way a little bit.
I feel like I can return with the best of them. Didn't get too much of a chance to return this year. They wouldn't kick me the ball, but. You know, every time I get the ball, I think I can score.
So you went from being what did they tell you they like about you? What kind of feedback you get?
Just playmaking ability. They usually just tell me the little things to work on, but mostly just the ability I play well with my size. So just fight some negatives if people think I'm small or anything like that.
I can contribute on the special teams too. I also return, but I really didn't get a chance to show up because we had, of course, Javier Arenas. So I also returned. So I think that can set me apart too. So
I feel like there's so much. I haven't near reached my peak at all. I just feel like whatever team I go to, they're just gonna get a person they can just mold to even a way better corner than I was in college. Just I've been doing this for 3 years, and I feel like I'm getting pretty good at it, but I want to learn more. I just want to learn more. So you just get somebody that really wants to learn the game and just really wants to be the best they can be.